Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm Margie Ochoa. It's Friday, May 7th, 2021. Let's go ahead and kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. By the way, happy Friday. And because it is Friday, that means that yesterday was Thursday, the third day, according to one Joseph Tribbiani. Yeah, you know the episode. If you don't, Google it. Anyway, the Detroit Lions got the day started with a big-time extension. It is a four-year extension for center Frank Ragnow. He is now making $13.5 million per year under contract through 2026 with the 313, and he is now officially the NFL's highest paid center. We all know that the Lions are undergoing a bit of a culture change, and obviously Dan Campbell wants things done his way and obviously wants his guys along for the ride. It appears that Frank Ragnow is, no pun intended here, a big-time center of those operations. Congratulations to him. Let's move on. The Miami Dolphins had a couple of moves that were noteworthy, and really, they all took place in the secondary. Miami released team captain Bobby McCain on Thursday. He is scheduled, by the way, to visit with the Washington football team, so we'll see what comes of that. And the Miami Dolphins also brought somebody in to replace him. That's right. The Miami Dolphins signed Jason McCourty. Yes, Jason McCourty, he of New England Patriots fame. And of course, that means he is reuniting with now Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores, obviously formerly of the Patriots staff. You gotta love when guys stick together. Let's keep going. The Pro Football Hall of Fame announced on Thursday the formation of Hall of Fame Behavior Health, a program created to find comprehensive solutions through a network of mental and behavioral health services designed specifically for current and former athletes and their families. This is very cool to see. Great work being done by the Hall of Fame. Awesome stuff to see. And I mentioned earlier, today is Friday, May 7th, 2021. And, you know, we're entering a portion of the NFL calendar that doesn't really have anything. Nah, just kidding. Next week, we're going to get the schedule. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. But this week, we have some rookie mini camps. Yesterday, dates for offseason workout programs throughout the league were announced. And that's right. This weekend, there are three rookie mini camps happening across the National Football League: the Indianapolis Colts, the New York Jets, and the Las Vegas Raiders. Twitter gave us some wonderful photos thanks to their new feature where you can see the stretch out photos. You don't have to press it and open it, all that complicated stuff. We saw some great pics of number one overall pick Trevor Lawrence in his brand new Jacksonville Jaguars uniforms. You can bet your bottom dollar that come this weekend, we will have some photos of Zach Wilson doing some New York Jets things with the New York Jets. By the by, speaking of the Indianapolis Colts, speaking of the first round, because this time a week ago, we were all reeling off of Thursday night's first round action. Every team just about had a new first round player to discuss, to get all excited about, to get hyped about, to talk about jerseys, what numbers you're going to wear, on and on and on. You know how it goes. The Indianapolis Colts are on the board. You will recall that they drafted Quiddy Pay with their first round selection in the 2021 NFL draft. Quiddy Pay became the first member of this year's rookie class in the first round specifically. So the first round pick, that's a double first right there, to sign his rookie contract. Congratulations to Quiddy Pay, officially a professional football player in the National Football League. And what kind of daily update would it be if we did not talk about Aaron Rodgers? That is the story that is going on all over the place right now, both in the world of the NFL and the world of trivia game shows. That's right, Aaron Rodgers. What's going to happen? Who's going to be upset next? I don't know. We have a whole lot of discussion going on about it because it truly is fascinating. And somebody else offered an opinion, maybe a little bit more than an opinion, somebody that certainly knows Aaron Rodgers well. James Jones, formerly Green Bay Packers wide receiver, said on NFL Network on Thursday that with Aaron Rodgers, quote, "It's not about getting the GM fired. It's all about making sure we have the key guys we need to win championships." James Jones also called the situation fixable when it comes to Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. There are, of course, you know, rumblings that Aaron Rodgers wants Brian Gutekunst fired from his role as the Green Bay Packers general manager. There's a lot going on with the Packers right now, and it's hard to know exactly how this is going to end. But I can tell you one thing, folks, show that whatever happens, all the bumps, bruises, hiccups, and yeehaws along the way, we will have you covered right here on the SB Nation NFL Show. So make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast, whatever podcast provider you're listening with. Go to the search bar, search SB Nation NFL Show, hit subscribe, leave a rating, write a review. Those things make us oh so happy. And while you're doing things, you know, if you're putting together a list of sorts, you know, make sure you have yourself a great day. Have a great weekend. You know why? Because you deserve it. We'll see you on Monday.